So today I'm going to be talking to you about your near-death experience.
Pretty close, yeah. Felt like it.
So can you tell me a little bit of what happened?
Well, I almost got struck by lightning. I got
Wow.
caught in a lightning storm.
That's crazy. And what were you doing when this happened?
I was hiking Mount Whitney.
And I'm assuming that you were at a high elevation.
Mount Whitney is the tallest mountain, excuse me, in the contiguous United States. So yes, I think it's something like 1,000 or 14,500 feet high.
Wow. And were you with anyone else when this happened?
I was with your mom, but it was before we were married. We were just friends, and we had decided to do a day hike. And Mount Whitney is really big, so you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we hiked 8 miles together that led to a series of switchbacks. There's a famous section of the hike that's 200 switchbacks, which go back and forth across the mountain. And so there's 8 miles and then 3 more miles to go. Your mom decided to stop at 8 miles and I decided to go on. But as I was going up the 8 miles, or the last 3 miles rather, it started to snow and conditions got a little bit more icy, and then it got cloudy. And by the time I got to the top of the final ridge, it was hailing out. And in the very distance, you heard the sound of thunder. And so I could see the top and I wanted to summit. And so I kept going. And coming to me out of the fog was a man who was dressed for the occasion. He had a lot of winter gear on. I just had jeans and maybe a jacket. I had a Walkman with headphones on that I was listening to. And as I walked past him, the thunder got really loud, and he said to me, "Yep, you got to look out for that." And he walked past on his descent down the mountain.
So at this point, what were you thinking when he said this?
Well, I was worried because the hail was coming down pretty hard, and the thunder, which had been distant, was now getting a little louder. So even though I could see the summit and I wanted to summit, I thought maybe I better not do that. So I turned around about 10 minutes after seeing that guy, and as I started back down the switchbacks, I saw a enormous flash of purple and simultaneously heard the sound of thunder. You know how you usually hear the sound of thunder, or you see lightning, and then a few minutes later there's thunder? This was one on top of the other. So it was a huge explosion of purple. I dove to the ground. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible." And I started running down the mountain. As I'm running down the mountain, freaking out, thinking about all the stories I've heard about lightning striking, I heard one case of where a hiker had his metal eyelets in his boots melted and went through his feet. So I ripped off my headset and I threw it away. I threw my Walkman away on the mountain and I kept running. And suddenly I hear this sound, like if you were to have a hot pan and pour water in it, sizzling sound it would make. I heard that coming from my wool cap. And so I ripped off my cap and I dove to the ground and I heard the sound again, boom, with the light again. So then I got back up and started running back down, never knowing if it was going to happen, never knowing if I was going to get hit by lightning. I ran all the way down as much as I could down the switchbacks. And as I got to a lower elevation, again, the snow sort of dissipated and it turned back into rain. I was pretty much safe, but I still had 8 more miles to hike down. I finally got down at night, and your mom was waiting for me, and I told her that story.
What was her reaction to this?
She was like, "What happened? What took you so long?" And I like lost it, and I was like, "Oh, you have no idea." And we drove back to the place we were staying, and I told her the whole story, but she was very shocked. I found out later that the way lightning works, it builds a charge from the ground up, right? So it looks for something to connect on the ground. And what was happening with the sizzling, I had a wool cap on, and I think it was building a static electric charge on me. Had I not ripped my hat off and flung myself to the ground, that might have been I might have been hit by lightning. It's really terrifying.
Wow.
So I thought I was going to die.
That sounds really crazy. Well, thank you for sharing your story with me.
You're welcome.
That was really interesting. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah.